every segment is top-rated, and all returns are hassle-free. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. No seller loves returns, but they're a fact of retail life. Here now to give us his take on the advantages of an ironclad return policy is Alan Gilson. He's known on eBay as top-rated seller, My Little General Store, all one word. Alan is joined by his wife, Sherry, and they're in studio.
Oh, Alan, I didn't know that.
Alan, why have a simple ironclad return policy, and what is yours?
Having a simple ironclad return policy is making it the easiest way possible for a customer to make a quick decision. We only have them looking at our listings for a short period of time. And if they have to go back and figure, do I have a return policy, or do I have to go through a hassle, they're not going to stay there very long. And so when they're interested, make it easy for them to buy.
Do you believe that buyers look for that right off? They're going to look and say, what is this seller's return policy?
I do. I look at it. If I'm shopping, I'm looking for, you know, that tells me as a buyer that seller stands behind what they're selling.
Will you as a buyer purchase something from someone who says absolutely no returns?
Probably not. I have not yet.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Lee, what do you do?
I wouldn't buy it.
I think people think I'm protecting myself if I tell people up front I'm not going to take a return under any circumstance. But what we know is you're actually cutting off buyers. So you're telling buyers, human beings standing in front of you with money that they want to give to you, and you're saying, I don't want your money. Not a smart thing to do.
No. So what do you do when a mistake, a glitch happens, and the customer's right and you're not?
Customer's always right.
Always, okay.
We do manage returns, number one. We bought into that program at its inception. And again, it comes back to the customer's always right, even when they're wrong. It's like I've been married for 48 years. My wife is always right, even
yes,
when
she
she's
is.
Wrong.
Yes, she is.
And so it's not the point of being right or wrong. The
no,
point
dear.
Is...
Okay, dear.
Oh, yes. I got that memorized. The idea is make sure that the transaction is seamless as possible.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. So do you use the eBay return feature?
We do.
It used to be called Manage Returns. It's not called that anymore.
Hassle-free, right?
It's not even called that. It's just called eBay Returns.
Oh.
Yeah, we go through this long process of naming something, changing the name, naming it again, changing the name, and then coming down to, it's eBay Returns.
We use that, and the reason is it takes the drama out, in my opinion, of any transaction. If you're in business, things are not always going to be the way you want them to go.
Mm.
That's just life. And so if you can make that as seamless as possible, we sell clothing. Clothing is always a size is an issue.
Yeah.
And so rather than stress over size or stress over color, it takes the drama out and it makes it seamless. We just advise them if they don't know how to use managed returns, we advise them how to do it. It's very, very simple. Comes back. What we've learned over the years is even on a return, most of them are size issues, so there's nothing quality-wise wrong with the item. We turn around and resell it, and we just pad it a little bit and to cover the shipping that we paid,
mm-hmm.
and we're good to go.
What are some reasons that you may get a return?
Well, like he said, sizing is probably the biggest one. And sometimes maybe we've just goofed in our description. There are times when I do that. I'm the one that does most of the listings. So.
Oh, I've done that too. It's natural.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it says a medium in the title, and I've accidentally selected as large, and they're not sure, and they take a guess. And,
yeah,
that happens.
And sometimes if I'm doing a sell similar, what happens is I forget to change something.
Yeah,
so.
That's the same here. That's always a danger. I also, I'll take a return for any reason. They're pre-approved. The minute you say, I want to return this, it says it's approved. Just ship the item back. Including for, I just don't like the way it looks on me.
Yeah.
It could fit well, but they just say, it's just not my, you know, I thought this would be my color. It's not. And I'm thinking, yeah, well, then return it. Because why would you want to make them keep it?
Right.
So that every time they think of, they look at it and they're hanging in their closet, they're going to think of you that didn't make them happy.
Well, that's what I find most of the things when I go to like Savers, a lot of the stuff's there, a lot of things have tags on them, mm-hmm. and that's exactly why. It's because they bought it and it just didn't work for them.
Right.
I mean, it's good for us because we can buy something with new with tags,
yeah.
but hey, it doesn't work.
Right.
And that's totally understandable. And I don't want them being out that money.
What's the most difficult return experience that you've had to face? Was there one?
A long time ago when we didn't have GSP,
mm-hmm.
we had a guy in Argentina, I think, mm-hmm. and he insisted that it was a half inch smaller than what we had put in our description, and he took a picture and laid it down, but the shirt was all wrinkled up, mm-hmm. and he showed us. But other than that, I don't think we've ever had any real problems.
I think it was, they opened a case, and what he really wanted was a discount or for free. He opened a case, and so we escalated it, and we actually lost the case and won the, we lost the case, and we didn't have to refund them the money. So we won the case. We lost the case to win it. And that was how eBay and PayPal worked before.
Oh, you mean eBay probably recouped, paid the buyer from our pockets, not from yours.
I don't think anybody paid him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he opened it in PayPal.
Yeah.
And PayPal.
Oh, in PayPal. That's different.
PayPal understood what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And we were clear, and that was the end of that.
How do you handle free shipping? Do you do free shipping?
We do on everything. I just put a little bit extra into my asking price. And the reason we do free shipping is because we want them to make that decision right away. And they don't have to look at the figure and try to say, okay, I'm paying this for the item. How much is the shipping going to be? Like Alan said, you want to make it as simple as possible to make a quick decision or you lose them.
And one price is always easier to determine than two prices added
exactly.
together.
It's quick. I think many people today are buying on mobile.
Mm-hmm.
They're buying either after dinner, before dinner, after drinks, before drinks.
In the middle of the night, after night,
in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night, you want a quick decision. And I was listening to the previous segment to ours. We looked at it as a business, and we tried to calculate out the greatest selling price that gives us the most profit, but the buyer the best value. And so you have to walk that tight line and take into consideration your cost of shipping, the materials, we just factor in a percentage in returns. We're going to get a few returns per year. We just factor all of those costs in, and we establish a selling price. I think Griff has somewhere in the archives by the numbers that you did a long, long time ago.
Right.
Just understanding your numbers, and if you're not going to be profitable on an item, don't sell it.
Makes sense. Why should a seller consider the benefits of adapting their listings so that they show up at least in most places as fast and free?
Well, one of the things that they have to do is look at the whole picture. Don't look at just one particular transaction, but look at the whole thing all the way around. Don't look at what goes on daily. Look on what happens monthly for you. So one return or one item, putting free shipping on the items, it just makes it a better business decision. And that's what we have as sellers, is make good business decisions.
Yeah.
When having fast and free, at eBay Las Vegas last summer, I sat down with Greg in the shipping department for a few minutes, and mm-hmm. he really enlightened me, because we've had free shipping. We always had one-day handling to maintain top-rated seller status and to be able to offer that service, because people do look for something like they want it yesterday. And as we talked, it made sense to me. I ship primarily, and again, it's your business model. How are you able to do things? I ship most of the time, I ship same day. And I thought, well, why am I not taking advantage of, excuse me, taken advantage of same day. And so we changed that. I think we've seen an uptick in sales, and I think customers are happy. You look at our feedback, it's fast shipping, fast shipping, fast shipping, fast shipping. And so I think that adds to the buyer. I know it does to me.
Mm-hmm.
It adds to the buyer confidence.
Yes.
I love your store, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Very, and it's unclassy to say this, but it's very classy looking. Griff, have you seen the store?
Oh, yes. I know this.
It looks really nice.
Yeah.
Just very professional.
Yes.
And, of course, these are great sellers. They have 10,630 feedback with 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
So if you want to check out the store that Alan and Sherry run on eBay, it's My Little General Store is their user ID, and you can find their store through that. I guess you can also get to your store if you go to MyLittleGeneralStore.com. The redirect goes to the store. So check it out and take some tips from Sherry and Alan. Sherry has spent many hours in the past teaching others how to sell successfully. Alan is a good husband and just listens to what Sherry tells him.
He's a good man.
Thank you, you two. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time for shipping, more time for selling. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeak can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeak gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeak not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeak's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeak helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeak. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6-Bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6-Bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6-Bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management, there are three versions of 6-Bit, Home and Hobby, Small Business, and Enterprise, so it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6-Bit work for you. Try 6-Bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Listen while you list.